Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I know you all haven't heard my voice in a while, so I want to thank the Wolfgangs for holding everything down, you know, why I dealt with the passing of my mom. So I want to say thank you to the team that stepped in. Really appreciate it. I want to say thanks to everybody that prayed, called, texted, stopped by, showed up for the homegoing services. I just really want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. And as you all know, Mama loved the gospel show. She loved all the shows, but particularly she loved the gospel show. So she's always with us. Mama Six Eyes will always be with us. And we're going to keep the show going because she always says, son, keep the show going. Don't take off so long. So in the words of my mom, she always would say, this too shall pass. So I'm going to take her word for that. But I have some bad news. The guy that got me started in radio, Mr. Lynn Tolliver Jr., just passed. So I want to say thoughts and prayers to his family, friends, and fans at this difficult time. I want to say condolences to his family. And he was family. I mean, he was family from another mother, but, you know, we were very close, Lynn and I. And like I said, he's the one that got me started in radio. So those drops that you play, Wolfgang, that's
yep.
who I'm referring to. Yeah, that's who I'm referring to. And he was inducted into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Big name in radio, station 93 FM WZAK, he was on. And like I said, that's how I got started in radio. So we want, once again, thanks for the prayers for my mom. Also, keep Lynn and his family in your prayers. And we just want to say condolences in the passing of Lynn Tolliver Jr., also known as America's Bad Boy. And just rest well. Rest well. Mama, rest well. Love you. And we're going to have a great show. So how's everybody doing?
Bless Six, and good to hear you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
You too. I love you.
Love you all, too.
Good.
Love
you
all, too.
Yeah, we've got a nice day outside. Praise God. But, yeah, it's just good to hear your voice, buddy.
Thank you. And
we're
I don't know if...
for you.
Thank you. And hello to Nikhil, because she's listening in. All right, so we're going to have Wolfgang open us up with a word of prayer, and then you do your thing, and then
hello.
We get to the... Hello, hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Wonderful.
All right, glad
it's
to hear it.
It's Sister Nikhil.
Yes.
Amen.
Now let me tell you, were you about to say something, Nikhil?
Go ahead.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm over at the house, and I'm sitting here where Mom sat, and I have yet to find that block button. I don't want to find that block button, but there's a block button on this phone, and every so often I got put on this block list, and I call. Calls are not being connected due to smart block. I said, okay, so I'm on the block list. So Nikhil calls. She gets right through. I said, okay. I said, I got to be the first one in America to get blocked by his own mother. But I'm sitting here in her room, and I pick up the phone, and I don't know. I'm dialing the number where I'm at right now because I was so used to connecting her to the show. It's something I got to get used to. It's just something I got to get used to because I'm calling her to connect her to the show, and I'm right here in the house. So I just wanted to share that. But go ahead with your prayer, sir.
All right, and then after that, we'll have Sister Ruth in our opening scripture. So here we go. Everybody bow your heads, and here we go. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another day. In you, we have another way, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this here program. We know, Lord Jesus, that you said in your word, where there are two or three gathered, you're in the midst. So, Lord Jesus, we know with all the countries listening in and the people on the board here with us today that we definitely meet that qualification. So, Lord Jesus, we ask you to be in our midst. Take the wheel of this here program. Have your will and your way, Lord Jesus, so that that soul who is nearest hell can reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, I yield, knowing that your word says, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, Lord Jesus. And let them get in contact with us, Lord Jesus, so that we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, for whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, Lord Jesus, no matter where they may be, we ask you, Lord Jesus, for the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for situations like George Floyd, Lord Jesus, and many other rotten situations like that, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor, Lord Jesus. We also ask for those who are dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus. First off, the family and friends, Lord Jesus, of those who have lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask right now, Lord Jesus, that you touch them and comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then for those actually dealing with COVID-19 right now as we speak, we ask you to heal them as only you can. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, Ruth, you got our scripture.
Yes. Okay, this is going to be St. John chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? For because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Praise the Lord for his word.
Okay, and that was located once again, Ruth?
Okay, at St. John chapter 16, verses 1 through 7.
Okay, and may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And Brother Six, I just wanted to share one memory of your mother that I had, and I haven't had a chance to give that memory, but I remember when she asked us for the Friday show to do that series on fasting and how patient she was waiting for that when we were doing the previous series that we were working on just before that, and how patient she was to get into that series. So I just wanted to bring up that memory, how patient she was for that.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to share some memories? Emily, Ruthie, Nikhil, anybody?
Okay, I always have sweet memories of her. Anytime I talk to her, our conversations, and I know the funniest thing is every time you said something that she didn't like or you was being smart or anal, she hang up real fast.
Yeah, I'm going to miss those things.
Yeah, I love when she would call and say, let's pray. And we do the Lord's Prayer and pray. There are many memories with her, drinking her RC, calling for you to give her concerts, and then that last conversation when we was talking about my birthday cake. And Charles, well, Charles, you tell what she said.
So let me do my mom's voice. So I'll be two people. Yeah, so Nikhil, I think you should get the honey bun cake or the chocolate chip cake. I don't want no marble cake. I don't want any kind of cake other than the two I just suggested. Nikhil, whose birthday is it? Is it his or yours? Hey, Nikhil, he's a little stuck on himself, isn't he?
Yes, he did. That was too funny.
Yeah, definitely gonna miss you, Mama. But you're in my heart, and you know, anybody you've ever met, you met no strangers. So if you ever had a chance to meet Mama, you definitely met a great woman. So if there's no other people that want to share memories, I'm gonna play one of her favorite songs. Oh, go ahead.
Hey,
go ahead, Emily. Yes.
There's one little memory I could remember of your mama, and it was right here on the broadcast. The one day I decided to try and be funny and make a comment, and your mommy popped up, and she said, "That's enough of that, young lady." And I didn't catch the fact that you said mama was on the line that day.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I got a question for you. I asked Ken, and he said he could not recall, so I was going to ask you. When you recorded that album for the Ashtabula Angels, Clearly Spoken, was Mama here in Ashtabula, or where was she at the time?
No. She was in Cleveland. I was in Ashtabula.
Okay, because I asked Kenny, and he says I can't remember.
Well, I couldn't remember. I wasn't sure, but I knew she was alive at the time, but I just couldn't remember where she was.
Oh yeah, she was in Ohio, but they made many trips down there. I mean, so you probably Kenny. As a matter of fact, Kenny, you did run into them. Because they came over one time while we were recording.
I thought I remembered running into her and meeting her. That's why I was saying to Emily, I remembered meeting her while we were doing the album. And she, when we were getting so frustrated with the songs, I remembered her giving us encouragement. Hey, you can get it done. Just be persistent. Be persistent. I remember her saying that.
Yeah, because I'm very meticulous in the studio.
Yeah, Kenny told me that when he says, we get in there to do the other album with all of us. He says, I'll warn you, Six is very persistent on getting things right.
Yeah. Yep.
He said he reminds me of his mom all over again.
Yeah, I think of her as a very wonderful Christian woman. When she talked on the show, I could hear her voice was so much in love with Jesus, and that's really what I remember about her, and I always will. I can't wait to see her in heaven. Imagine she's up there with Grandma playing the piano if she had any musical talent. If not, she'd probably have fun listening to Grandma. My grandmother's been up there since 1988, and Grandpa, he's gone too, so I've only got, I'm thinking of how many people, I've only got cousins left. That's it.
Right.
But being 62 years old, you know, you could expect that. So I just want to praise the Lord for knowing the precious woman.
Amen, amen. And once again, I want to thank you all again, everybody around the world, because Mama don't even know she made a lot of friends around the world, you know, so she was greatly loved, you know, near and far. And I'm going to play this song I'm about to play. She actually sung this song in church. So here we go.
Walk around heaven.
Walk around heaven.
Amen.
Jackson now playing.
Amen, amen. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Nobody has forever. We are limited items on the menu, here for a limited time only. So hello to Mama in heaven. Say hello to Father in heaven. Say hello to Sister in heaven. Say hello to Brother in heaven. I love you all, and I will see you again. Last man standing. Thank you. Enjoying the best in online radio, the best in gospel. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. As the pastor arrives.
Band of angels.
Amen. Has the pastor arrived?
Not yet.
Give him a little more time.
Yeah, please communicate. I've asked that question. And y'all need some coffee? Fill up.
He should be here within the next 1 to 10 minutes.
Just how much
Amen, amen, amen. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
So despised. a wondrous, it has a wondrous attraction. Oh, hallelujah, attraction for me. For it was on that old cross that just a pardon, just a pardon, just a pardon, and sanctify me. Oh, so I'll cherish, I'm gonna cherish, 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 cherish that
Pastor Bonnet.
All right. He's here. All the way from the city of Tennessee, I bring to you, no, don't speak yet, sir. I bring to you Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. He's here. All right. Quiet. Bring it down, quiet. Bring it down. He has arrived. Pastor Kenneth Bonnet,
hey,
welcome.
Man. Thank you. God bless you, man of God, all of God people that's on the line. God bless each and every single one of you. May his favor rest with you, not just all day today, but take some of it with you on tomorrow. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen. I'm here with you. If nobody else is, I'm here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I am glad that you are here with me, and man, I tell you, I want to thank Princess Nikhil for sending me over that link to the video. Haven't had a chance to watch all of it, but man, I just love it how you just express your mama. And right now, I just want to say concert. But anyway, praise the name of the Lord. They got to be on the inside to understand that.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. So, man of God, people of God, love all of y'all on today. Thank you for your patience waiting on me to leave the other service. This will be my third service this afternoon now. And I love to say it like this. This is not the Lord's hour. It's his day. And so although I'm going to be sharing this day, which is his day, with the Rams and the Bengals later on, but for right now, y'all have my undivided attention so that I may share this gospel truth with you today. I'm always honored and I feel very privileged to come on this platform, the 6 Eyes Radio Network, and share the gospel truth with the world. It is a privilege and honor, and I'm so glad. And, man, I'm saddened that I wasn't able to attend the homegoing of your mother, but I sent my go. You know, they say when you can't go, send go.
Yes.
And I trust that you received my send go.
Yes, sir.
And know that my prayers are definitely with you and your family. Just enjoy. I got to repeat this part of it. And because it's just one of those things that you got to resound it. And since I'm talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, I got to resound the preacher. The preacher said there was a prominent preacher in one city that developed a flyer and says a very important person died and sent it out with the time and date for the funeral. And so the people of the church and congregation in the community all attended, and the casket was closed in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And the preacher said he was going to allow them one by one to come and view this important person that was in the casket.
Mm-hmm.
What was so amazing to me is that as they came up two at a time or so, and they opened the lid of the casket, in the bottom of the casket was mirrors. And so when the people looked in the casket, they saw themselves. Well, I'm just reminded that the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. He said, because after I have preached to others, I myself may become a castaway. He learned to put to death some things so that he may be subject to the will of God. It's amazing how sometimes we allow things to live in us that should have died a long time ago. I'm preaching already. I just had to use that in my beginning because it just sounded so good. Because it shakes us and it reminds us that every now and then we walk around with dead stuff on us. And God wants us to live and not die. The beautiful thing about the prodigal son, and this is not my sermon, but I got to drop it on you. The beautiful thing about the prodigal son had requested of his father to give him what was due to him. And the father did as he asked, and once he received those gifts from his father, that monetary gift, those possessions, once he got his inheritance, the Bible says that the young man went off and began to have a riotous lifestyle, which simply means he began to party and to splurge. He yoked up with some people in a different country and of a different faith. And he began to party with them. And a famine came in that land. Help somebody. And when the famine came in that land, he had really spent all that he had. And going from one place to another place to another place, he had nowhere to go. Isn't it strange how folks that will drink with you today will be those that talk about you tomorrow? I'm helping somebody. Folks that you smoke pot with today, I'll be the one that's talking about you tomorrow.
The folks that
you bought clothes for, the folks that you took care of, the folks that you helped get on their feet. Yes, yes, those are the same ones that tomorrow they'll rise up and say, isn't it a shame he don't have nothing? It's amazing how sometimes people ride with you so long as you riding tall. If you sitting high on the hall, they'll ride with you. They'll smile in your face, but all along, there's some backstabbers want to take your place. But we are so stuck on stupid that we think that they are friends. I said this to my son a couple of years ago as he was developing. I said, son, you're abusing your vehicle. Your vehicle was meant to take you to and for so that you can get back and forth to work and that you can do the things that you need to do. But every time your friends or so-called friends need to go somewhere, they're calling you. They're calling you in the middle of the night. They're calling you in the middle of the day, in between times. They're calling you, and I got one question for you, son. What are they giving you? What are they giving you? Because the last I understood, cars need gas. And at a certain period of time, cars need oil change. And after another period of time, cars need new tires. Oh, I wish I had somebody to help me today.
Amen.
And I began to talk to him about him doing all these things. And he was listening to them saying, you need to do this and do that. Excuse me. Yes, the preacher is about to say what he's about to say. Excuse me. I said, how are you going to listen to some folks that ain't got a pot to piss in nor a window to throw it out? Yes. I said it to him. I might have added a couple more words that I'm not going to repeat. But, well, I said it to him because I was trying to shake him to get him to realize that you're running around with folks that when you need a dime, you'll give them a quarter, but they can't give you a dime. You'll lose sleep. But they ain't thinking about you. Help today, Lord. And so many times we're trying to keep up with the Joneses, not realizing the Joneses done filed bankruptcy twice. Oh, help us today. And so what are we doing with the life that God has blessed us with? And it didn't take long. He had a fat tire. I said, before I come get you, I want you to call your friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want you to call them and let them know that your tires cost $80 and see what they got on it. I can't do it right now. Oh, but I took you to work, and I know you have a job. I take you to the grocery store. I know you have money. But you can't give me $5 to help me with a tie. But I can get up out of my bed and help you. It's amazing how we'll spend our early years trying to please people. I ain't talking about helping people. I'm saying please people. See, that's a difference between pleasing people and helping people. See, pleasing people hurts me. Oh, yeah. Because it makes me do extra. It makes me do out of the norm on a regular basis, and it never returns. Never returns. Now, let me break it down to some of y'all that think that the preacher have went a different direction. You name to me any farmer that would take a seed and go out into his field and plow that field and take seeds and plant them in that field. Automatically, without a shadow of a doubt, that farmer in due season will be looking for a harvest. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. He's looking for what he sowed in to give back. What have you sowed into that's given back? Amen. The Bible says that if you give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. But that's giving. But what I want to talk about, and that's taking me back to my lesson, you and I have an obligation called stewardship. Oh, yeah. Stewardship, an obligation that you and I, as believers, have in this world. I'm talking from a kingdom mindset. How do we honor the king? A kingdom mindset. Many believers today are not focused on the kingdom agenda. So therefore, many things of the kingdom is going undone. But I want to tell you, for the very word says go, we all are designed for a purpose and a call. There's no one, not one person that is born without a purpose. And I know I got some challenges there. People say, well, Brother Preacher, what if they were born with no legs? You mean to tell me God got a purpose for them? Yes, he does. Well, what if they were born blind? God got a purpose for them? Yes, he does. Well, what if they were born and they were mal-retarded? God got a purpose for them. I don't care how you unfold it. Everyone is born with a purpose. I'm reminded of a story about two brothers that was born. One was born with, they call it a certain type of Down syndrome, where he's not able to function like everyone else, although his mind is functioning at a high rate. His IQ can be high, but because of certain things in him, in his makeup, he's not able to face certain things. Well, these two brothers was born to an abusive father. And this abusive father took liberty to dominate over the son that had the syndrome. And he would treat him wrongly. Well, the older brother began to teach the younger brother how to look a person in the eye. Since that was one of the main things that the father was griping about, since that was the thing that the father was being mad about, he began to stare him in the face and made him look him in the eye. He began to take him with him as he was doing sales, as they were selling products for the school. They were selling candy at the school, and he took him with him and made him knock on the door and ask the people to purchase the candy, and it was hard for him to do it, but he began to challenge him at the thing that was challenging for him. And that older brother began to just push his brother, be confident in his brother. And finally, the father got to the point where they were so abusive to him, so he took his brother and they ran away together. Now, we're not preaching anyone to be abusive, and we're not telling kids to run away from home, but by all means, if somebody is threatening your life, get out of there. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You deserve to live. And you're not designed as a punching bag for anybody. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And nevertheless, the two boys, was the brother found an old abandoned bus. And he went and found some sheets and stuff, and he prepared a place for him and his brother to stay. And he kept him in school. Ain't that something? He wouldn't allow him to go into any type of despair. And because the brother was so adamant about him becoming independent, one day something took place where they were discovered, and there was an incident where the older brother fell, and they didn't know what to do. The grown-ups around him wasn't able to save him, wasn't able to revive him. And the brother, the younger brother, being taken by this, was so compelled that if he had the knowledge of a good doctor, he could have saved his brother's life. And here it is that this child with a deficiency went to school and became top-notch in his school, top in his class, went on and got his doctorate degree, got it early, because he was compelled to do what his brother taught him. Because in his mind, if he would have known then how to be a good doctor, he could have saved his brother. So on two hands, we see God in the midst. One brother was designed to develop another. See, you may not be the doctor or the lawyer or the next president or CEO, but you may be the one that was designed to create the CEO, the doctor, the physician, the next athlete. It may be in you to encourage the next president. It may be in you to encourage the next preacher. It may be in you to give somebody their push. But yet, here it is, and it was the result of death that caused another one to excel, because had he never lost his brother, he would have never been compelled to be a doctor. Sometimes we look at tragedy and we think the very worst. But I'm reminded of the scripture that said, in all things give thanks unto God. Why am I to thank God for everything? It said in all things. It didn't say in some things and most things. It said in all things. God, how can I thank God when I'm going through hell and high water? And that's the key word that some of you missed, was through. Yes, I may be in something, but I thank God that I'm coming out of it. So, yes, I went through some trouble. Yes, I done had some hard times. But those times did not hinder me from being who God called me. See, when we learn how to be good stewards, we learn how to take care of the very things that God has put on us. Now, I got way ahead of myself. Maybe you don't understand the word steward. So the word steward here is a person who look after the passengers on a ship, an aircraft, or a train, or bring them their meals. It's also a person that's responsible for supplies of food to a college or club or other institution. Now, in case y'all missed it, sound like preaching all day to me. It sound like the works of the church. Amen. Why? Because this ship is called the world. This aircraft is called salvation. My God, help today. This train is this Christian journey. My God. And so, and we need some people that's going to be good stewards to look after others, to bring them what? A meal, to bring them a word from God. Will you be faithful that the word in your studying of the Holy Scriptures to go and share with somebody else who's hungry for the word, who's in need of the word? Will you be mindful to do kingdom work even though you're not titled a minister or a pastor or evangelist? Would you be mindful just as a believer that it is your charge, that is my charge, it is our charge as the church, as the body of Christ, to share with others? It's amazing how many people take the Great Commission as a great suggestion. Oh, yeah. The Great Commission is found in Matthew 28, the last two verses. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." Now, he said, go. He didn't say, when you have time. He didn't say, if you feel like it. He simply said, go. He told us how to baptize people. He told us how to train people. And most of all, he told us how to live before people. Because the word observe means they must see it. That means they must see us obeying God. They must see us doing the will of the Father. You know, I didn't think of this before, but I want you to think about the Garden of Gethsemane. Somebody saying, what's that? That was the time before the abuse that Jesus took, before the mock trial, before the canonized tails whipped, before they pierced him in the side, before they hung him on the cross, before that, the night before, as he was praying to the Father, he said, "Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass me by. If it be thy will." And I'm so glad, and you should be so glad, that it was not the will of the Father to let it pass, but that it may be fulfilled, because it is what Christ had done on the cross that's given all of us our freedom, our liberty today. So I'm glad that Jesus not only stayed the course, but we see him going to the Father even in hard times saying, "Lord, not my will, but thy will be done." Because he said, "Nevertheless, not as I will." In other words, I can go to God and I can express what I feel and what I think or what I may like or may what I intend. But at the end of that conversation, whatever God says, that's it. Whatever he told you, that's it. See, when you are a steward, you understand that the thing that you are minding don't belong to you. And the whole purpose of you being a steward is to keep someone else's house, to keep someone else in meet someone else's needs. See, we get so focused on what we need till we miss out on meeting the needs of others. I heard it like this. If you give a prophet a glass of cold water, just some water, you will receive a prophet reward. That sounds like an increase. So you mean to tell me God is saying, when I do for his servant, because that's what the prophet is, a servant of the Lord. He's a spokesman. He speaks on the behalf of the Lord. The Lord says something and he resounds it. So when I give to this individual, God said, I receive a prophet reward. Go back to that sowing the seed. In other words, when I'm mindful about kingdom work, God is mindful about my work. And so if I take care of God's business, he takes care of mine. He takes care of mine. Now let me turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Not 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Those of you that you have your Bible, since I've been talking for a minute, let me give you some Bible about stewardship. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And we'll see in that verse 2. It says, moreover, it is required. It is what? Required. It's not a suggestion. It is not a suggestion. It is a requirement. Moreover, it is required in stewards, plural, that a man be found faithful. You know, one thing that I loved when I was listening to the homegoing service, and I'm not finished, but talking about her faithfulness, how much she helped others. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Faithfulness. I got a question for us today. If tomorrow was our homegoing, number one, would it be a homegoing or would it be a funeral? Because as the preacher said, don't everybody go to heaven. So for some people, they're going to have a funeral. But for the believers, we're going to have a homegoing because it's a celebration, because we're just sleep waiting on the day to celebrate with him in the air. So it's a homegoing celebration. That means our labor is done. We've been called home. So moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. So if you had a homegoing or a funeral, what would be said of you? You know, the closer I got to age 50, prior to that, I really didn't think about that much. But the closer I got to 50, I started thinking on that a little bit more. I started thinking on when I leave here. Will it be said that I was found faithful? Will it be said that I was found doing the things of God? Will the people have something good to remember me by? Oh, yes. Will my children be able to hold their head up? Or will they have to hold their head down? See, when you're a good steward and you're faithful, when that day comes for you to go home, you'll go home celebrated because of the labor of faithfulness. See, a lot of people want accolades, but they don't want to do the work. They don't want to put in the time. You got to put in the time, because if you're going to be kingdom-minded and honor the king, you have to learn how to be a good soldier. Oh, yes. You got to learn how to be a good soldier. You got to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. Amen, somebody. You got to learn how to be all that God wants you to be and called you to be in spite of what other people say. And I know there's going to be some questions, but let me just once again define. I want to make sure that you don't think I'm just thinking about G.I. Joe and somebody that's going to go out and cut somebody, shoot somebody. No. A soldier is a person who serve in an army. The word soldier also is a verb. It's a verb. That means to call you a soldier is to say you're in action. Oh, yeah. You're not a soldier if you're not doing service for the army. And many people say, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. But you ain't fighting no battles. You letting the enemy win on everything. And you talk defeat all the time. That's not a soldier. A soldier is looking to win. A soldier is looking to stand. A soldier is found completing the order of the assignment given to him or her. Have you completed the assignment God has given you? Are you working the assignment God has given you? Many times I talk to people and their conversation about certain things is dealing with the time of their blessing. And I have to remind them that Joseph was a boy about 17 years old. And it wasn't until he was 30 when he walked into his blessing. So for about 23 years, and a good 20 years, he had to wait on the promises of God. Abraham, whom we have the covenant with, our covenant bearer, Father Abraham, if you would, he went 25 years before the promised seed came into his life. And then afterwards was challenged to forfeit the seed to see whether or not he would put the seed before God. Yes, God bless you with that business, but now you spend more time with that business and less time in your word studying or in your church ministry or doing the things that got you that job, or got you that business, or got you that career, or got you that spouse, husband or wife. See, many times we forget that as soldiers, those are action words, that we must stay active. We must continue. As if we're going to honor God, we must, as 1 Timothy 6 and 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Oh, wait a minute. preacher, are you telling me the Bible told me that I can fight? That's right. The Bible said you can fight. But I'm supposed to be meek and humble. Oh, yeah, but you still can fight. But I'm supposed to love my neighbor. Uh-huh, and you can still fight. Yes, Lord. And so you can still fight. But see, you're not fighting like the world. No, 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 no. You don't have to pick up your 9mm. You don't have to go get a machine gun or a machete, pocket knife, you know, strip nine or anything else. You ain't got to fight like that. No, 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 no. You don't need a weapon of mass destruction. No, you don't need that. The simple fight that you are and we are and I am called to fight is my fight. Let me say this before I say that. You're not even called to fight your brother nor your sister nor those that don't believe like you. You're not called to fight even your enemies. Yeah, I done messed you up right there. I did it on purpose. Because the text, let's read it together. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. These are the words that he said. Now, my sight, let me back up a few verses. Just for clarity of the whole matter. Starts off saying, for the love of money, not money, love of money. So money is not evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. In other words, the struggles in life that has evil consequences, the root of that thing is money. Family feud, guarantee you something to do with money. Wars against neighbors, against countries, has something to do with money. So for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some convert after, they have erred from faith. The bottom line on this is, I need money to live, but I shouldn't be living just for money. Let me say it this way. I can go get money, but I shouldn't be chasing money. I hope I'm helping somebody. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some converted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. In other words, some of your hardship is because you keep chasing money. You keep having issues with money. The folks that keep telling you, I wouldn't be taking my money down there, that's why they got the issues that they have now. That's why they have the sorrows in their life right now. Because they so hooked on or hinged upon money. When everything that you need, God can give it to you in one single day, one single moment. He can send one person to bless you. Tune in tomorrow night and I'll tell you the testimony that how God blessed us to open this new church in Memphis. How the beginning of that blessing happened. Amen. Tune in tomorrow night. Verse 11, but thou, O man of God. So he ain't talking to heathens. He talking to people that are called the children of the Most High. He talking about born again believers. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Do what? Flee these things. Don't chase money. Ain't nothing wrong with money. You need money, and God knows. But don't chase it. You chase God. You chase God, and the money will chase you. You take care of the things of God, and God will provide. Why? Because you're a steward. That means what's needed going to be given because it's not yours. And God knows who it is you have called to add supplies to give food to, what colleges, what clubs, what other institutions that you are to feed the word of God to. What other circles in life you are to meet. He know the passengers on your ship, community. He know the folks on the aircraft that's scared because turbulence got a little bad. He needs you in there saying, thank you, Lord, for giving us up here, and we thank you that you're going to get us down safely. He don't need you on the plane hollering like everybody else hollering, oh, God, we got that. No, 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 believer. He needs you on the train. Using that long trip, tell about the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you never know whom you will be sitting next to. You never know who is listening to your conversation. You may be talking to another believer, and the person behind you may be a straight-out heathen. But something said in the conversation resonates in their heart, in their mind. And because of your stewardship of feeding, that's that ministering the word of truth. It's blessing the person behind you, around you, on the side of you, don't know who. It's blessing you. So you have to have a soldier heart, and that soldier heart is one that is a verb, that's an action. Verse 11 reads, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow. Y'all hear me now? I'm reading the book. So if you can't hear me clearly, open your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 6. And we're now on verse 11. But thou, O man of God, you woman of God, to you women of God, flee these things. What things? The love of money, which is the root of all evil, which causes you to err in faith, piercing you with many sorrows. Because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So if you got a lot of sorrow in the things that you're doing, you've been pierced with something because your money, your eyes have been focused on the money rather than the things of God or the kingdom of God and your purpose in doing what you're supposed to be doing. So you're no longer trusting God, but you're trusting the things. So, and follow after righteousness. Remember last month we gave you Matthew 6 and 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience and meekness. Wow. Verse 12. Now, after you following righteous, goodness, faith, love, patience, meekness, after you are following them, or while you're following them, that's your gain right there. That's your gain, Brother Six. Your gain is righteousness. These are your gain members' names. Your gain members' name is righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. You know, in some games, you know, you got Boo Boo, you got Cletus, you got Tuck Tuck and Lockjaw, and you know, here's some game names for you right here: righteousness, good, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Now y'all ready to fight? Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold. Lay what? Lay hold. Lay what? Lay hold. That means grab. Lay hold on eternal life. Wow. Wow. Lay hold of that thing. So don't be stuck in this temporary life, but lay hold of the eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Are you confessing your faith in God before people? See, the problem with the world is they don't see enough of true believers. They hear people saying God this and God that. Every now and then they hear somebody say Jesus Christ, but it's normally within some swearing. But when will they see the people that's holding on to righteousness, godliness, faith, love, exercising patience with meekness? We're called to do these things, believers. We are called to do and to demonstrate this before the world. Why? Because we made this profession before men. And we tell people, oh, I'm a preacher. Or oh, I'm a this. I go to Saint such and such and Mount Nebo, whatever. You might be at Bedside Baptist, I don't know. But you made the profession. You made the confession. So what are people seeing? Do they see good stewardship? Are they seeing soldiers for the army of the Lord? Then he says these words to Timothy: I give thee charge, in the sight of God. That gets your attention. I haven't even said nothing, but that gets your attention. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickens all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who only have immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. No greater charge than we can have. And it goes on. But we're going to stop right there. Because the preacher has preached long enough. Amen. So are you kingdom-minded today? Are you? There's a question for all of us to answer. We don't have to answer out loud. But we do need to govern ourselves. We need to check ourselves. We need to examine ourselves. If honoring God as my king is being a good steward, have I been faithful with that which he has given me? Or did I abuse it? Did I misuse it? Now, this is not condemnation. Hello. Correction. Because life still is in your body. So I'm not condemning you. I'm bringing correction. Because the text says some has erred. Because sometimes our well intent can still be an error when it don't line up with the will of God and his word. Am I fighting for the Lord? You ever been on the wrong side? Or they say the losing team? You ever had faith in a team and not only did they lose, but they lost miserably? You just felt bad. But isn't it wonderful to be on the winning team? A lot of times as believers, we see the productivity of evil. We see bad people advance in life. And we see people who we think that should not be ahead in life or wealthy. We see dishonest folks seem like they don't never get caught. Envy them. Number wrong, that's the wrong emotion for us. Why should I envy somebody who can only get ahead by cheating? When I learn to trust in him and him alone, him being God, the Father, when I take Jesus Christ at his word, then and only then shall I have the benefits of the kingdom of heaven. They far outweigh the benefits of the world. You're asking me how so, when so many bad people are wealthy. I'm say to you that so many of those wealthy people are on their one-way trip to an eternal damnation called hell. But you and I that are born again believers of Jesus Christ and have accepted his atonement for our sins, we are blood-bought. Therefore, the punishment for sin on our behalf is to what we have that they don't have is, go all the way back up. It told us, in verse 12, lay hold on eternal life. That's what we have. But we have grabbed it because Jesus Christ gives that life. And when you have him, you have eternal life. God bless you. Thank you for this opportunity to minister to you today. If you do not know Jesus Christ and for the pardon of your personal sin, if you have not accepted him, if you have not asked him to be Lord of your life, I invite you today to accept him. The Bible declares unto us that the wages of sin is death. The word sin is translated rebellion. Rebellion to God's law or his will. And so rebellion is on so many different levels. That's a whole nother sermon. So when you have gone against God, you have rebelled, and that rebellion is sin. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So if sin is how you work, death, eternal death, is your paycheck. This death includes the separation of soul and body and the separation of your soul from its creator as it is cast into outer darkness called hell. But there's a remedy. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It says should not because it's your choice. So you shouldn't perish. But you got to believe. You have to believe this by faith. You have to believe that all your wrongdoings can be covered by his sacrifice of the cross. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how heinous it was. It can be the most despicable thing that we can humanly think of. You can be forgiven. All you have to do, that word repent means change of mind. It simply means to do again. That do part is think. Rethink your life. And as you rethink your life, as you rethink the decisions that you have made, you come into the fullness that we couldn't do some things and he did it for us. And that was paid the price for sin. For he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we now can walk into his newness because he is the first from the dead. That means the one that got up from the grave and never went back to the grave. There have been some others that was resurrected, but they did again. Jesus Christ is yet alive. And he sits on the right-hand side of God the Father, making intercessory for you and I today. So when you receive him, he tells the Father, you are part of the family. And it's simple. He said, confess with thy mouth and believe with thou heart the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Simple. And it's so simple to some of people won't do it because they say it's too simple. They say it's too simple. It's too simple. Well, if it's so simple, just do it. Do it. But the second part of that, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into, that's transformation, salvation. God loves you, and he wants you to live. Hey, and we here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, we love you too. And we want to hear about your conversion, your acceptance into Christianity. And whether it was this show or one of the other programming that really pulled on your heart to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, drop us a line. Let us know. Go to our page on Blog Talk. Find the comment section there. And let us know that you are a born-again believer. Let us know what happened so we can just stand with you as a witness that you have heard the gospel and accepted the gifts that God has given. Hey, we love you with the love of Christ. So much more to come. Join us on tomorrow night for motivation, Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly. We'll be doing some other scenes and talking to you more. Now I want to pass the mic back over to those that preceded me in the program as we go further into this program. Hey, who do you think going to win the Super Bowl today? Do you have a pick? Do you have your favorite? Are you a Bengal or are you a Rams? What are you today? Do you think they're going to get it? And what's your meal today? Yeah. How many of y'all having chicken wings? Man, the numbers of chicken wings that's going to be 8 today are like in the crazy millions of, let's say, so many thousands, tons of pounds of chicken that's going to be 8 today. Estimated, you know, all across the United States and probably even the world. Amen. But so many people are going to be tuned in to this program today. Amen. And so enjoy your family as you're watching the game. And we love you here. What else other than chicken wings are you planning to have? God bless you. Come on, Brother Charles or Brother Six or Sister Mikhail, Sister Ruth.
All right.
Whichever one of you guys.
So, Ruth, you got our Bloodhound of Scripture?
Yeah, I got it right now.
All right.
It's right here. And I like you guys who talk Southern, but I'm not Southern, but I like to talk that way. Okay. It's going to be all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Okay.
Can you give it one more time, Ruth?
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Okay. Anybody knows where that's at beside Pastor Bonnick? Okay, because I'm pretty positive he knows that where it is off the top of his head.
I was in the book. We was talking to that particular person earlier, or who was talking to him rather.
All right.
Second Timothy 3:16-17.
Yes, it's
Yeah. It's 16.
All right.
Second Timothy. Yes, right.
All right. Now, Ruth, you want to give us the one they got to look up for next week?
Yep. Okay. Got to slide over there. Okay, this one you'll like, I think. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Okay, one more time, Ruthie.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Wow. That's good.
I think it's beautiful. I mean, the words are beautiful in the Word of God. It's just so beautiful when you think about how wonderful it is to us.
Yeah, and if you think on how God's Word is pure and it's inspired, knowing that, and some of us out there can't use the conventional print. There are some that need, believe it or not, print pastor bonnet that is so large that it comes in three volumes. They call that super giant print. Super giant print, 24 point print. Okay?
That would be a huge, huge book if you put it all together in one book.
Right. It would be very big. Now, originally, that Bible that they had produced was in print, but now it's out of print, and the blind ministry is in the process of making a Bible like that for the blind, those who are legally blind that need that kind of a Bible. So we're working on that. When it's done, it will cost $45 for a Bible of that type. It'll be in three volumes.
Mm.
So
that's pretty good, because I got one Bible that was more than that by itself.
Right.
It was just a regular, probably 14 print.
But this is some huge print.
Mm-mm.
So, just for statistics, and so anybody wishing to help us get Bibles in the hands of blind people, there's two methods they can help us, actually three methods. The first is if you got a PayPal account, you go to PayPal, enter the email address 2for1katie@gmail.com. That's the digit number 2. Then you spell the word for, F-O-R, digit number 1, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com, 2for1katie@gmail.com. The second option you got is to go to our website, holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. You spell that with a Y, H-O-L-Y, Bibles, Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. And on the homepage there, you go down to the bottom where it says love offerings. That's for people that have just a credit card and don't have a PayPal account. And the third option is if you get in contact with us on that same homepage where it says contact us, we could give you our mailing address for those that wish to send a check for a Bible.
Amen. Amen.
And speaking,
amen.
Speaking of donations, etc., we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network know that radio is not cheap. It does cost. So for those out there that wish to give a love gift to keep shows like this on the air, there are two methods you can give to the Six Eyes Radio Network. First off is through PayPal. You enter the email address 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-6 S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. For Cash App users, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will richly bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Say, Connie, you forgot something. How about an 18-volume Braille Bible? How would you like to take that to church, huh? Okay, you'll get into detail and show pictures, too.
All righty. All right. Brother Six, you still with us? Amen.
All right.
Well, once again, want to say thank you for joining us on the Six Eyes Gospel Show, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. That's right. You get to get your praise on without leaving the house. We pray that the word bless you. We pray that the songs that was played was a blessing and encouraging you. And we'd like to invite you to any and all of our programming. Amen. Monday through Friday. Sunday through Saturday. Excuse me. Sunday through Saturday. We
I
have wonderful programming for
don't
you. Yeah. Actually, I'm thinking about my job. And so we have wonderful programming here for you each day. You can also go to your podcast and type in sixeyes.radio, space radio, and have us on demand. That's right. That's right. We are part of the podcast system. So go to your podcast on your device, be it tablet or smartphone, and type in Six Eyes Space Radio. And anytime you can listen to this show or any other at your leisure on the go. And so we're doing all we can to make radio, make these programs available for you. Thank you for being a part of the Six Eyes Radio team. Continue. Let's continue to keep Brother Six and his family in prayer. Amen.
Pastor Bonnet.
Sister Emily.
Just got one comment about your message today. Holy Spirit slapped me three or four times during your message.
Uh-oh. When you can't say amen, you say ouch. You just say ouch.
What's that, Brother Six, that laughed?
Ow. Good thing we have a gospel show, because I can't say what I want to say. Ah. Oh, my God, I just hit my knee. Ooh.
Careful, Six.
Yeah, be careful. Like, I thought you said I did it.
Did it hurt, Six?
I didn't come aiming at nobody, but if I hit you, I didn't mean to miss you. I know.
Yeah.
But did that hurt, Sex?
Yes, it did.
Well,
I didn't feel a thing.
You know what? I would expect that coming from. So here's the day. On this Super Bowl Sunday, we got corn 1 and we have corn 2. That's for the comedians right there that said they didn't feel anything. If I had the sound effect, I'll do it.
That was good right there.
I try.
You pretty much nailed it.
Yes. So we definitely want to send and Pastor, thank you again for being there. First Lady Bonnet, once again, everybody who has been with me since the passing of my mom, I definitely want to thank each and every one of you. I don't want to start naming names because if I do, charge it to my head, not my heart. So I definitely want to thank everybody near and far around the world, surrounding city and states, faraway countries. We want to thank you because Mama did gain new friends, you know.
Yeah.
Many she knew, many she didn't know, you know. But if you ever got to talk or meet my mother, she was a friend to all. She met no strangers. So, again, I want to thank you all for holding me up because, like I said, it hurts. It hurts. But I'm just keep going on, and I'm going to continue with the values she instilled in me to continue to be successful. And she always would say, son, are you going to be on air? Well, no. It's Six Eyes Radio now. You know, you got people that's responsible, but I think they want to hear you sometime, too. So I said, okay. So she said, take off for a little bit, but not forever. And
that's right.
And one thing
that's
she told
right.
me. Yeah. So one thing she told me a lot of things, but, you know, with whatever was going on, she would always say, this too shall pass. You know,
amen.
She would often tell me that. We would do the Lord's Prayer every night. And I hope I have a recording of that. I got to see if I have a recording of that. I hope I do.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Who was your two chaperones with you while you was up?
My two chaperones? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, when I walked to the podium?
Yeah.
Yes,
that was my oldest nephew, and you talking about the big guy?
I listen. They were they brought you up like they couldn't let you go nowhere else, and then you were like, "Wait a minute, something don't sound right." Wait a minute, there it is.
Oh yeah. That's David. That's David, and the other one was my that might have been Robert and Trey that brought me up, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
The kill guy.
Okay. Yeah, they brought you right on up there. I'm like, man, this the president? Ooh, he got his bodyguard?
like my outfit.
Man, you had on a nice suit. Kudos to who got you that.
My stylist, Princess Styling and Consultants for all your fashion needs. Give a call at 404-44. I can't.
Go to www.istyleu.com.
That's www.istyleu.com.
No. Listen, you stay too close. We can't get to you before you bleed out.
Amen.
You'll be in sewer today, Pastor Bonnet.
It's Super Bowl time. What are you talking about? It's time for popcorn, wings, Rotel, some potato chips, some dip, everything.
All right now.
Soda pop. We call it soda pop. Y'all call it soda water. Whatever.
Yeah. So,
it's game time.
Please make sure you share the show. Yes, share this show after the broadcast. After we get off air, Nicole, you know how to do that. And once again, we want to send our condolences to the Tolliver family. We lost a pioneer in radio. America's bad boy, Lynn Tolliver, was in broadcast for over 50-plus years. He passed away. That's actually the man that got me started in radio. So those drops that you play,
uh-huh.
That's who that was. Just look up Lynn Tolliver, and you'll find out about him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he passed today.
I'll pull up one of them.
Say it again.
I will pull up one of them. Just, I'll let you know when I have it up.
Yeah, let's play that for his memory. And, again, just everybody, just continue to love one another, check on each other, be it a text, be it a phone call, be it a stop by, you know, whatever you got to do for communication, you know. Only thing I don't do is skywrite, but I do text, I do call. And I will come see you, but I won't be driving. So, you know, outside of that.
That will be a feat.
Yeah,
hey,
man, that will
be a feat. Jim, behind you, there are six.
Amen. So, outside of that, we do have to increase communication because nobody knows the minute, the time, the hour. And we are literally items on a menu. If we had to compare, we're items on a menu. We're all here for a limited time only. So you can't get ready to go eat that sandwich and, oh, it's not on the menu no more. Well, we could be one of those items, you know, in comparison. So love, call while you can.
It's
amen.
Six. You were
amen.
Talking about the different types of communication. I do smoke
this
signals.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. I ain't heard that one. Where is that one at?
Do another one. Do another one.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yes.
You
man,
can join the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Rest in peace. To Lynn Tolliver.
Yeah.
Your family, your friends, your fans at this difficult time, rest in peace, Mr. Lynn Tolliver. Once again, from the Six Eyes Radio Network, our thoughts and prayers goes out to you, your family, your friends, and I was family from another mother because I love your mom as well, and she's up there with my mom now. You're up there now resting. So just I'll continue to do great in radio, and I thank you for your tutelage, your teaching, your tutelage, and I'll continue to keep your voice alive. God bless to everyone listening. This is the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
All right. All right, family, friends, I got to get going. I love all of you. It has been a great program, great show. God bless all of you. Hopefully hear most of you on tomorrow night for the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly. Be ready. That's all I can say. Be ready. Get ready, get ready. Be ready, be ready. Just and ain't nobody said what they was eating.
Well, I'm not at home, and
you probably got food galore from yesterday.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I know one thing that's not in this house that has to get in this house is coffee and popcorn, because that's not here right now.
Man, I keep some of my popcorn. I bought another bag of popcorn.
Well, we're out of time right now, so I want to thank everybody. See how the pastor
tell
do me?
I tell you, man, I'm loving that popcorn, man. I got that popcorn popper, man. It's like that thing does a wonder. I'm just telling you, I love doing it on the stove myself, but I was able to buy it. Somebody was doing a garage sale, walked up, brand new in the box.
Wow.
That thing is raising money for a program. I said, that's all you want for it? He said, yep. I said, yeah. I said, that's a popcorn popper. I eat popcorn left and right.
Oh,
I'm sure going to eat it now. Man, I ain't got to do nothing but just pour a little oil in there, spread my seeds out kind of flat,
yes.
Cover the bottom, made it pop, flip it upside down inside the self-made bowl, and just enjoy.
Wow.
That thing popped. So Now, I said that I'm going to get one eventually, and that is the amusement park kind for the, or the carnival kind, where it's got its own cage, got that the canister at the top. I definitely want to get one of those. I've seen a small version.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you one.
One big.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you one not to get. So Nikhil ordered one, and this must be the James Evans special. Because it did okay. But then after a while, the bowl, so the lid served as the bowl.
Uh-huh, that's the one I got.
Yeah, but after a while, the bowl cracked. My bowl cracked. I think they should make it like tempered, you know, how like tempered glass, but just, you know, for safety reasons, you know, so the little kids won't burn themselves, and even the adults won't burn themselves. You know, we prefer you use silicone mitts, you know, when handling this popcorn popper, because it doesn't make any sense to.
You don't want glass, though. Glass will break. Mine was plastic. Mine is plastic.
No, that's what I'm saying. If something is tempered, it's not going to get hot enough to break. If you can make a roast in an oven with a tempered glass lid, we ain't cooking popcorn for an hour, just for a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
but
my plastic one, it never got when it popped, it ain't hot enough to, I can touch it, I can put my hands on it while it's popping. It never get that hot. The only part that gets hot, if you take the top lid off where you put the butter in so the butter can drip down, the steam from it will make the butter drip. And any steam can burn you if you keep your hand on it.
Well, I don't remember. How did I crack it? What happened?
You dropped it.
Yeah, you dropped it.
Well, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody for
It don't take a rocket science. Listen, if it's cracked or broke, you drop it, kick it, threw it in the dishwasher.
He's a dishwasher, but this is the thing. This man is rough on vacuum cleaners. He's rough on popcorn makers.
Tomorrow, tune in to Motivational Monday on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet.
But that's fine. That means he's using them, though. So at least you're
yeah.
passionate. So, you know, that's a good thing. You may be rough on it, but at least you're using it, you know.
Man.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, the only man his mom said that destroyed a Kirby vacuum cleaner.
Ooh.
Oh, let's share another memory I'm going to miss about my mom.
You know they say you can have a Kirby stick for $100 or less.
Okay.
So it was expensive at the beginning, but you can get it fixed from their shop, and they'll work on all of them.
Wow.
That's Kirby supposed to be pretty much the strongest, one of the strongest vacs out.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial.
Well, I know you got to be a bodybuilder to handle it.
Mm-hmm. You got that auto drive, so when you
no,
push
but
it,
I'm just, it got auto drive, but it ain't got auto drive when you got to pick it up.
it got a good little weight to it.
Amen.
I like it because you can change that long handle and put the short handle on it, and you can throw it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then the brush on that thing, you put that brush on any other vacuum cleaner, it don't go nowhere near that fast. You put the brush on that, go, you put it on a regular vacuum cleaner, and go, like, really? That's all? That's how you going out of me?
I tell you, somebody on here is going to win the, I don't know who it is, but I know it's not me because I'm on a house phone landline. But between your Samsung devices, y'all sound a little like Evans.
Well, I believe I sound very good and clear, especially speaking on my Galaxy Note 20 Ultra.
It actually sounds like somebody's getting their hair cut. Like,
you know, I hear that too.
It's not me.
There's a little zip going on in the background.
I now have an Android icon, so I don't know if that would be me.
Well, it's all right. We'll give you a pass. But long as Ruthie, and here on February 13th, 2022, Ruthie's phone, that cell phone she was on, now, Ken, always have your cell phone charged up, and when she does those beautiful messages and scriptures for Bloodhound, make sure you use that cell phone, the 440-789-9411. Use that number. That's give a call.
Why you give the whole number out?
Give the people a call at 440-789-9411 because that's the number to Blind Trucking of Asher Beulah. That's why I gave their whole number out. Perhaps somebody needs something new.
Well, Blind Trucking might have a job here pretty soon if things work out.
Yeah. Been doing radio for quite a while. I know the etiquette.
Okie dokie.
Now, if you want to give Nikhil a call, give her a call at 404.
I think you're going to get in trouble with Princess if you don't quit.
Hey, Evelyn, you don't have to worry about going to the woodshed today. Somebody else is going to be occupying that space.
But put it this way, as long as it ain't me, I ain't worried.
No, too much snow.
You might be in there for a week.
Too much snow. Too much snow and ice for the woodshed.
Well, then behave.
Yeah, tell him, Princess. He got to be good in honor of Mama anyway.
Exactly. I know he is. He better behave.
Be nice.
That's a be nice.
Be nice. Hi, Pastor.
Yeah, we'll get him.
Be
Pastor
nice.
Bonnet.
Yes.
You are still my favorite preacher.
Man, that was funny though, Pat. Him doing. He did her at the funeral, too, y'all. It was.
Yeah, I saw that.
I said, man, he just can't help himself. He probably walk around the house doing his mama.
Man, I'm going to tell you.
He be having a conversation.
Yeah. That, when I drink coffee, she drinks coffee. I drink an RC Cola, she drinks an RC Cola.
I like that.
Yeah.
She said, I got Alexa now.
Yeah. I kept trying to wonder. I said, okay, I ain't getting these calls. I'm like, okay, what's going on?
I done come up.
So she called me. Hi, Charles. Hey, Ma, how's it going? Hi, son. My one and only son, Charles. I said, hey, how you doing? I'm fine. I said, what are you doing? Watch this. I said, no, you didn't. And I hear I'm sitting up here staying up all night to morning, giving you these concerts. And when she got her elected, she started giving me a concert. I said, okay.
That's right. She said, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Hi, Charles.
Yeah, and we both know music, so it was just like a battle, you know.
My turn.
Yeah.
I was gonna tell you, when I watched that the thing for your mommy's funeral, Even in her passing, she was a beautiful lady, dear.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah, I got a picture of you and her. I'm like, man, mama look good.
Picture
she
me.
She was a beautiful lady.
I say, how old you say mama was? Okay. Yeah, now I know why you can't see. Because you'd be like, Mom, where you going? Where you going to look like that? Huh? What are you saying? You probably been that kind of fun. Why you got to go by yourself? Can I come? What's on the menu?
Amen. Yeah.
Nah. Was you that type of protective son?
I was. And then, you know, her and the fashion lady, they used to play tricks. I'm up here looking for somebody named Earl.
Oh Lord.
I'm looking for Earl Porter. Can't find him on Facebook.
Oh no! I already can hear that outcome.
We'll talk. They was always up to something.
That's my mama too.
That's what she said. Now that's what she told me. She said I call her mom.
Mm-hmm. That's what she told me to call her.
Mm-hmm.
So, Charles, no matter what, that's my daughter.
Yeah. One thing about Mama, when she... one thing about Mama, if it takes Mama a while to warm up to people. I mean, it does. I mean, if she likes you, you're good. But if she don't, it's
yeah, go talk. Just say you got to go talk to the Lord.
Say, hey, Ma, this is all right. So now I'll call you. Hello.
She didn't do that with me. She stayed on the phone with me.
Mama stayed on the phone with us when we were talking a couple times. I say, she on the phone still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here, Pastor. Yeah. Yeah. I like I said, I got a lifetime of memories, and like I said, I mean, she's on demand anytime. You know, she's on demand. But like I said, in order to have memories, you got to make memories. You know, and for those who are listening. For those who are listening and you still have your mother in your life, whatever, if you got something, a little issue, whatever, it's not worth it because once she's gone, she's gone. And my mother and I had a beautiful relationship. So I'm hurting because, you know, my permission slip hasn't been signed yet. But once she signs that permission slip, then, you know, you'll see her again. And everybody got to be good in order to get that permission slip signed. And it's not in your time. It's in God's time. That was actually my poem that didn't get put in the obituary.
Hmm.
But, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was actually titled Permission to Leave.
Hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it said, these eyes have seen a lot. I've grew up. I've had fun with my siblings. I played. I studied. I got married. I took off work three times because I got three children. I worked, I lived, enjoyed life to the fullest.
It's her eyes.
After a while, these eyes have seen a lot. I often sit back and think about my husband who's gone on to glory. I think about my daughter who's gone on to glory. I think about my son who's gone on to glory. 1:45 a.m., 1996. 10:17 2008, 748, 2016. And like I said, these eyes have seen quite a bit. I've helped to raise my grandchildren. Anything they wanted, they had the resources to get, so no reason to fail. You know, I stressed to Tweety, please get your education. Get your education. It's important. Yes, you can do hair, but you have that education, you can write your own ticket. And I know these eyes are getting tired, and they've seen a lot. So I don't know what the plan is, because everything's in your plan, God. But one thing I do know, where I lived, I helped. If I knew you, you had it. If I didn't know you, you had it. So in my absence, I know that my son will continue to do the great things. But again, like I said, these eyes have seen a lot. So, Lord, I'm asking you permission to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I wish you would have did that when you were at the podium.
Sir?
Are you getting fat? You putting on some weight?
Well, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody who...
I thought you were proud to gain a little weight.
Well, yeah, a little.
I remember when I first came up here and I'd been cooking and stuff, and Charles stood on the bed one day. You see that? Say what? I put a dent in the bed.
Yes.
I'm like,
man, you, listen, you coming from 1 pound 11 ounces. I was the highest I got was 128. I got to 128. Then I got to 136. After 136, it was all downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm proud of this weight.
To tell everybody, it took a long time to make. What did you say about your body? Take a long time to.
This body don't come overnight. This body don't come like this overnight.
My God.
You gotta work at it. I
that's all.
Hey,
I
at least he ain't 750 pound.
You know, I'm just saying. I just asked a question because you know, there's a character called Theodore. You know, he's the brother of Alvin and Simon. Your teeth kind of looking more like Theodore.
Watch out, cause here we come. It's been a while now. We're back in stone now. We're the chipmunks. Alvin, Simon, Theodore. Doot, 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 doot.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know, I kind of
I mean, and we were doing so good. I don't know where we went wrong. So this. I don't know.
Six, I got a question for you, buddy.
One last question. I'm like the president. One more question.
How tall are you?
Oh,
I am
we've been
4 feet two. 4 foot two.
Huh?
4 foot
no,
two.
No, he's not.
Yeah, you ain't 4 foot two.
You watched it. You saw me.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering because of how tall you are, how tall you really are.
I'll let myself answer that question.
Go add 2 feet to that.
Well, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody.
He's 6 feet.
All right. Well, love you guys. Y'all take care.
170 pounds.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
173 pounds.
No, you're wrong.
I think he might be in his 160s or something, you know. You know, he could be touching 180, but we're going to give him 167.
No, he's between 170 and 180.
I was trying to be nice.
Don't be nice. At the max, 183.
I think he's over there being funny, don't you, Nikhil?
Yeah,
he's always funny.
Get your rest at night. On the show, we need to wide awake. Coffee.
Yes.
Coffee. Coffee.
Amen.
Well, I've got to get to my cooking today before the game.
You ain't got time to be on the those pots and pans rattling. Hey, I want to thank everybody who tuned into the Six Eyes Radio Network. We have fun after we get the scripture and boogie music done. Once again, I want to thank everybody again for the support with the passing of my mom. Thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you. God bless. We'll catch you tomorrow at Motivation and Money with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Pacific. The phone number is 424-243-9617. Enjoy your Super Bowl. Be safe on the roads. God bless you. Just enjoy the Six Eyes Gospel Show on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.